You know, there are some simple examples. Playing a file. This method of playing a file is much closer to what one could expect of a real nice player. The syntax for starting in sound is very similar to the one from 3.1.1. Ikasound, dash C, dash I, my father, dwarf, and optionally V, dash O option. Now, let's have a look at it. I've prepared something here. Okay. Oops. That wasn't what I intended. Sorry. Here we go. Now I can press T to start. It doesn't work. Okay, now I can press T to start. Forward 5 seconds. Rewind 2 seconds. And stop, just like I want. Then restart again. Or just quit. By pressing the H letter on the shell prompt, you can get some basic help. For more info when typing at home, there is the ikasound-iam interactive mod man page, which is really useful. Okay, let's get you some interactive recording. The simplest way to record a file is almost as simple as playing a file. The only thing is, you have to specify the audio input source. By the way, the same syntax can be used to convert files between different formats. For instance, like WAV, MP3, ORC, RAW audio data, whatever you like. To do a simple interactive recording, it is ikasound-c-i, my recording of RAW. Again, you have the interactive capabilities of ikasound to support your efforts and extend your possibilities. Same as in paragraph 312. Okay, for this I definitely prepared something that should work. I'm going to start the JAX server here because it's more convenient for me. I have to start this one. Try to run that script. And press that. Okay. Just a bit of playing. Now I stop the sound. Now let's play it back. Just still a very simple way of recording. Okay. What is very important are effects. Ikasound has two sources for effects, internal and external via LUTzbar. In the following sections, both are introduced with a few examples and explanations. Internal effects. Ikasound comes with a substantial set of internal effects. There are filters, reverberation, chorus, flanger, phaser, you name them. All effect options start with an E, which is good to know if you're looking for them in the manual page. Just grab for dash E and you get there. Here's a demo of using a simple low-pass filter on a WAV audio file. Would look like ikasound-c-imi file WAV. That's okay. And then dash E, FL. Carbon 1000. First, let's try that. Okay. can bypass the filter so you can hear the effect. Okay, which performs, this has performed a low-pass filter with a cutoff frequency at 1000 Hz on file my file WAF, and output it to the output the results to the default audio device. Okay, now let's get to the external LASBA effects. Ecosound can also use LASBA effects, which I already stated, which makes it a very good companion in the process of producing and mastering your pieces. There are two different ways of addressing LASBA effects, by name or by unique ID. Addressing LASBA effects by name with the command analyze plugin. You can determine the name of the LASBA effect, like you enter the LASBA directory, for instance, use a local lib LASBA, and then you just type, for instance, analyze plugin /decimator_1202SO. And then you get some output, you get plugin name decimator with a capital D, and plugin label decimator with a lowercase d. And below that there is the unique ID, which is 1202. Then you get a lot of other tedious output, which is not so important for us at the moment. And then there is a line starting ports column. This is important. There is 3-bit depth input control, which ranges from 1 to 24. And there is sample rate in Hertz, which is also an input control and ranges from 0.001 times sample rate to sample rate. So, below that, there is audio input and audio output. Thus, one knows that decimator, with lowercase d, is the label of the plugin stored in file decimator_1202SO. Now you can use it like that. Ecosound-c-un-file-waf, and then -el, colon, decimator, colon 16,000. Which simulates the resampling of the file WAF at 16 kHz. Now let's just try the effect for the demonstration. I used 8-bit and 16,000 Hz to get a better effect of it on the aux trees, even with bad quality. Unique ID, which Ecosound can also use. Mostly this way is simpler because there's less to type and you don't have to look for upper and lowercase letters or underscores. With the following command, you can use the decimator plugin by its unique ID. Ecosound-c-i-file-waf-eli, colon, and then 1202, 16,000. This command does the same as the one before. Although it looks more cryptic to the naked eye, it is really shorter and, once used to it, much simpler to type. This is at least my opinion, my personal experience. So, another powerful feature of Ecosound are effect presets. Those presets are stored in simple text files. It's usually /user/local/share/ecosound/effect_presets. If an effect preset can consist of more effects in series with constant and variable parameters. What does this mean in practice? The following illustrates the use of the metronome effect. Igesound-C-I, 0-PN, column, metronome, comma 120. This provides a simple click track at 120 BPM. Internally, the Igesound metronome effect preset consists of a sine wave at a specific frequency, filter, for some reason, don't ask me why, and a pulse gate. This gate closes at a certain frequency given in BPM. Would you use all those effects on the command line directly, you would have to type a lot. Besides getting typos, you could also choose very inconvenient settings. If you use the effect preset, everything is just for you. Okay, here comes the metronome. Very simple. Okay, the standard preset file contains a good collection to start with, from simple examples to learn, to useful things like wah-wah metronome, special fills to constellations, etc. Okay, let's get on. Controllers. Igesound also offers a few controllers you can use to change effect parameters while your music is playing. The simplest controller is a two-point envelope. This envelope starts at a given start value and moves over a period of time to a certain end value. In practice, it could look like that. A user wants to fade in the track from volume 0 to volume 100. It's all given in percent. Over a period of 4 seconds. Then you would type something like igesound-c-i filewath-ea, 100, just an amplifier, -kl, 1, 0, 100, 4. What does the first parameter of the kl option mean? This parameter is the same for all -k options, which are controller option. It marks the parameter you want to change. The amplifier, the EA effect, has only one parameter, the volume. Thus, the first parameter of KL is 1. The second is the start value, 0, meaning the volume should start at 0. The third value is the end value for the envelope. The volume should go up to 100. The last value is the time in seconds. The envelope should use to move from start to finish. Igesound offers more controllers than that simple one. It has a sine oscillator, generic oscillators, which can also be stored in files, like effect presets. Besides that, you can use MIDI controllers to do some really customized real-time controlling. An interactive recording with a real-time control. Now, let's have a short demonstration of the features presented so far. A short and simple recording with a real-time controlled effects. The scenario is one synthesizer recorded with Igesound and processed by a low-pass filter, which is modulated by a sine wave. This will generate a simple wah-wah effect. It might look like this. Igesound-C-I, now we take as input jack_auto, fluidsynth, -omifilewav-ef3, column 5000, 0.7, 1.0, -kos, column 1.800, 5000, 0.5, 0. The EF3 effect is just a resonant low-pass filter with parameters cutoff frequency in Hertz, resonance usually between 0 and 1, and gain. Volume for gain should also be between 0 and 1. The KOS controller is a simple sine oscillator with the following parameters. First one, effect parameter, parameter of the effect we want to change. Second one, start value, lowest value for the parameter, which is 800. cutoff frequency should start at 800. And value, highest value for the parameter we want to change cutoff frequency should get up to 5000. Fourth is frequency of the oscillator in hertz. We choose here, I chose 0.5 hertz, so it takes 2 seconds to move from low to high. And the fifth and last parameter is the initial phase of the oscillator. You can move the waveform to the right, shift it, so it doesn't start at zero. Now let's... do the example recording. Unfortunately, we can't hear the effect while recording. I would have to do some special connections first, but I don't want to do that because I'll need the flute synth later. Just play something. Oh. Yes. Don't ask me why. I'm so confused. Oh my gosh, must have had you. Few sleep. Now let's have a listen to the file we generated, so we can hear the effect in place. So filter frequency is just moving up and down. Very slow. Okay. Now let's do some more complex work, and I hope I get this over with better than I did before. First, we must discuss the chain concept of Igesound because it's a very basic concept. What is a chain? A chain is a simple connection of audio objects. A chain usually consists of an audio input, effects, those are optional, and an audio output. You've already seen chains without really knowing it. Because even a simple thing like Igesound-I FileWAV uses a chain with a default audio output. To explicitly specify a chain, you need to use the -A option. The above example with an explicit chain naming, yet still unchanged behavior, looks like that. Igesound-A colon my first chain-I FileWAV. And optionally, the -O option. Okay, now we can have more than one chain. I guess you would have expected that one. So we must introduce something else that is a chain setup. A chain setup can be seen as a map of all chains used in a setting, in a session. Mixing audio tracks, or even more complex to use. For even more complex tedious work of mastering effects processing, you can use really complex structures of chains. You can store complete chain setup in a file. This is very useful while mastering pieces. A simple example of an implicit chain setup includes all above examples. They've been chain setups with only one chain. To store chain setups in files, you can use the interactive command cs-save-as or cs-save if you've modified an existing explicit chain setup. Now, let's start playing back multiple files at once. Now the user can play back multi-track recording before having to generate the actual output mixdown. It could look like this. Igesound-C-A:1-iTrack1WAV-A:2-iTrack2WAV-A:3-iTrack3WAV and then -A:1,2,3-P1. This also demonstrates another nice simplification. One can write something like -A:1,2,3 to say that chain 1, 2, and 3 should have something in common. In this example, it could be even shorter. I'm not going to read this example, I mean, it's so tedious. The only thing I did is exchange the -A column 1, column 2, column 3, right? There's a column all. And this line really does exactly the same. The keyword all tells exams to apply the following options to all chains ever mentioned on the command line or in the chain setup. Now, let's do some earlier recording to a click track. Now we can use chains to perform an earlier recording to this click track. And it could look like this, xr-c, dash a comma 1 comma 2, dash I also comma I 1, dash a comma 1, dash o track 1 1, dash a comma 3, dash I 0, dash pmh non comma 1 0 20, dash a comma 2 comma 3, dash o also comma p 1. This does look confusing by first sight, but it is not. Yeah, really. There are three chains in total. Chains 1 and 2 get input from the sound card, the other comma IO 1 stuff. Chain 3 gets null input. Yeah, just null. Chain 2 and 3, the sound card input and the metronome chain, output to the sound card, other comma P1, so you can hear what's happening. While chain 1, which has also sound card input, now outputs to a file. Now you can use track 1 well, as a monitor in your next track. Might be recorded with a line like this. Chains 1, 2 and 3 are unchanged. And then you just add a fourth chain with input track 1 well. And as output you say just dash a comma 2 comma 3 comma 4. Dash o also comma b1. This extends the earlier example only by a chain with track 1 buff as input and sound card as a P1 as output. Thus you hear the click track as good guidance for accuracy and the first track as monitor. Now let's do first some multi-track playback. Oopsie. Looks a bit different on the command line I'm now typing because I did some simplification for me because you've seen I'm not good at typing this morning. Now here we've got multi-track playback. Those are three different tracks and playing back at the same time. Let's get some silence. Really a bit loud. Now we can do the promised recording to a click track. Tracks. Now that we've stored the hard disk, yeah, this is due. First, one can take an additional list to the multi-track session and then store the results to a file. Listening to the multi-track can be achieved by issuing the following command. We've seen that. and we've heard that unfortunately already. Now adjusting of volumes can be managed by applying the dash EA amplifying effect to each track. For instance, Ekasound dash C dash A, 1 dash I T 1 1 dash EA, 220 dash A, 2 dash I T 2 1 dash EA, 150. And for the third chain, we apply the EA effect of 180. And then we just take sound card output. This amplifies T1 buff by 220%, T2 buff by 150, and T3 by 180%. Easy enough to understand, I think. One's getting used to it. Being content with the volume adjustment and possibly other effects, the only thing left is exchange sound card output by file output, meaning exchange other P1 with, for instance, my output.wav. The command line, don't worry right now. Now we can sample process the files, install the mix down to disk. The last optional step is just to normalize the file output wav, which can be performed by ignormalize. It just ignormalize my output wav. The normalized output file overrides the original, so be careful. Well, now, having in theory produced a piece ready for burning or uploading to the internet, here comes the resume. It's not the same way you'd do it in a graphical environment, yet it still works fine. For me, Ekasound is always the tool of choice. It is a very flexible tool. Its two general mods, command line and interactive, combined with its chain concept, make it a really powerful recording and mixing program. Because Ekasound has a LASPER support and can be connected to the Jack audio server, it is very simple to integrate it in a Linux audio environment. You can also use it in combination with graphical tools, if you so choose to. So, for those who love text interfaces, need fast and simple solutions, or those who start to learn about audio recording, Ekasound can be a tool of really great value. Besides that, Ekasound is of course a very good example of what free software can development can do. Produce a very up-to-date piece of fine software which is fully accessible to blind and visually impaired people. Yet still it was not written with this audience in mind. There's a fairly large crowd relying on Ekasound for very different kinds of work, though it lacks a few things that others have. It isn't said that Ekasound can never get there. Meanwhile, there are other ways to achieve what one needs to achieve, thanks to the flexibility of Ekasound and the tools you can combine or connect with it. That is really great about Ekasound. Yeah, you've seen, I've done some confusing stuff, and besides that, I had to change between channels, but I'm too dizzy. And yeah, well, thanks to all.